wish life was like more forgiving in the department where I should bring more to the table. I wish I was able. What can I do? The things I want to do. The things I want to do.
Hello. And welcome to a bonus episode of Stressed, Depressed, and Anxious with your host, Local Neighborhood Baby. So this is definitely a bonus episode. I wasn't actually planning to record until this weekend and probably not post or upload a recording until Monday, as I do and will every Monday this year. However, I had to come on and say something about what has been going on in the news in America. I know that I have listeners from all across different countries around the globe, but and I'm sure you guys may have been seeing everything that's happened on the news in America. And I have a lot of podcast hosts that I follow, that I conversate with all the time. And, you know, we had conversations about addressing or not addressing these issues, or, you know, kind of trying to step away from, you know, saying anything about these issues, not because we didn't want to, but because maybe you have been hearing a lot of it and maybe you want a podcast episode that will kind of get your mind off that and into something else. But this podcast is about stress, depression, and anxiety that I feel and the things that I go through. And let me tell you what, I am definitely feeling stressed, depressed, and anxious about, you know, the situation. So let me give you a breakdown of what I've seen and my thoughts. Okay. First of all, the insurrectionists, the thugs, the criminals, the disgusting, you know, people that flooded the Capitol and broke in and had intent, 100% intent to do harm, fueled by the anger and hatred of, and actually, you know what? Not even anger and hatred of. I would say the rantings and ravings of a madman. Because to me, truly, I don't think Donald Trump gives a flying fuck about a lot of or any of the issues that his supporters care about. I think that all he's about is what benefits him. I don't understand that his base is all of these poor white Americans. There are definitely other demographics mixed in there, but I'm talking about the majority of his supporters, okay? There's definitely Black, there's definitely all types of different supporters that he does have. He makes a very clear point to show all over the media, here, look at this person who's, you know, of a different skin color, a different background that supports me. However, those are fewer and far between than the majority, which the largest demographic of his supporters are, you know, pretty much poor white Americans. And I just don't understand it. I've never understood it because I feel like his self-interest lies in making the rich richer. Okay. And he doesn't give a shit about the working class. He doesn't give a shit about the poor. And he just kind of panders to the people that, you know, are supporting him. They have this blind faith in him that's very Hitler-esque, because it's like, you're angry about this, and I'm just going to make you angrier about it and make you believe that I'm on your side and that I'm not on these other people's side. But the only side that I'm on is my own. And the fact that they're so blind to not be able to see that, I just don't understand. To the point where they would do what they did yesterday and storm the Capitol and do all of that damage to, you know, first of all, claiming that they're patriots with their Confederate flags, doing damage to a historical building of the United States, embarrassing us in on an international scale, and everything that we stand for and hold true with our democracy, and showing us, you know what, look, one of the by the way, one of the things that really, really, really angered me about the situation is the difference in treatment. And I think a lot of people are talking about that today. The difference in treatment of these thugs, these insurrectionists, these disgusting, deranged people, how they were treated by the police and by law enforcement as compared to peaceful protesters of Black Lives Matter. Because you know what the thing is that we have heard every excuse in the book. Whenever it comes to police brutality of a person of color, we hear every excuse in the book. I was scared for my life. It's always, it could be one person, one unarmed Black man, one unarmed Black woman, one, you know, it could be whatever the case may. Oh, I was scared for my life. I was following protocol. And everybody's response to that is, oh, well, you shouldn't have been breaking the law, or, you know, maybe the police just don't know and they need better training or whatever. Well, those two things were proven to be untrue, okay? Because it is so, so fucking different to be faced with one person who you think stole cigarettes or sold loose cigarettes, or you suspect of like shoplifting or something. It is so much, or you know, you stop even in a traffic stop. It is so different to be facing one person that is unarmed than to be facing an entire mob of people intent on doing harm and armed, by the way, armed, okay, fully prepared, okay, coming at you in droves. And you're telling me that you have the capability, as riot police and all that shit, you have the capability to, and the training and the composure to not be scared for your life and to instead be, you know, kind of pushing them back, or, you know, a lot of them escorting them through, taking selfies with them, you know, not really stopping them, but not prepared, even though there was a speech given, there was tweets, you know, ahead of time saying, I'll see you then, I'll see you on the 6th. There was a whole speech, we're going to march. There was all this stuff that's going to tell you, like, look, there's going to be a huge crowd here. They're angry. And to prepare, to protect these people. And what did they do? They were somehow unprepared. They, you know, are helping them. They're not shooting them. First of all, there's report of one woman who got shot because they had barricaded this entryway to stop these people from getting into the building. And she was, you know, participating, smashing through. She was the first one coming through and they shot her. And where are the people saying, you know, let me make this clear. I don't, and I see, you know, people sharing that image of her dead and kind of laughing about it, because the fact that she, you know, was committing treason, you know, basically, not even basically, she was committing treason. You know, she was an enemy at that point. And she, you know, people were kind of laughing, like, you know, what the hell did you expect? You know, but the thing is, for me, I cannot laugh at a picture of anybody dying. I think that that blood is on the hands of Trump and everybody that supports him and continues to support him. That blood is on their hands, okay? And the fact that really kind of rocked me was also just the, you know, nobody's saying, like, well, you shouldn't, you know, there's no one on the other side, which is the side that is typically saying shit like, you know, oh, well, he shouldn't have been committing a crime. He or she shouldn't be committing a crime. That's why the cop put the knee on the neck. Like, what do you expect? Like, blah, 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 blah. Those people are very mum and very silent, and they're not saying the same thing about her. They're saying to show compassion. They're saying, you know, well, this is similar to the Black Lives Matter. Like, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not similar. You have protesters coming out because after so many years, over and over, situation after situation, you know, death after death, they're getting killed in the streets for absolutely senseless reasons. And you keep telling them it's because that cop at that time was afraid for their lives, or, you know, maybe they just didn't have the training and they're not being prosecuted, and people are upset about it. And you're comparing that with a group of people who, when everybody elected another president, they cannot sufficiently accept, and, you know, which is the basis of democracy, they cannot accept his loss, the loss of the current president, whatever, fuck him, Trump. They cannot accept that loss, and instead they figure that they could just turn this country, they basically, it's either my way or I set the fucking place on fire. And you're comparing those two. No, there's no comparison. There's no motherfucking comparison. And everybody who's trying to draw that comparison is racist and has their own self-interest in mind. And definitely is ignorant, okay? And stupid. Because that is just not true at all. The two don't have any comparison. The only conclusion that you can draw in everything that was shown to everyone's faces is that everything that you've, all the excuses you've been giving are not true. You were not scared for your life, and that's not why you pulled the gun on the unarmed black man or woman time after time after time. You were not scared for your life, because when face down with a mob, you were able to maintain your composure, and actually you collaborated with them, a lot of those police officers, you know. And, you know, I definitely 100%, I don't even know why, because I was watching CNN last night and they kept questioning, like, you know, what the role of the police are, like, we have to investigate these police officers, like, what, you know, how are they, why were they escorting people in and escorting them out and not making many arrests at all, and blah blah blah. Are you fucking kidding me? We've been saying this shit from the very beginning, and everybody's just kind of ignoring it and shrugging their shoulders. We've been saying this shit for how long now? You're corrupt. You're racist. You have your own self-interest in mind. Yes, 100%. They showed you it's 100% true. You know, it's not just, okay, police officers, let's just make this clear. And this is, you know, this is probably going to be a little bit more helpful for the people who are not, you know, American. Maybe you don't know. What's required to become a police officer? You need to be 18 years old. By my understanding, you need to be 18 years old. So you're an adult, which is considered an adult in America. And you just graduated high school. So you need to have a GED or high school diploma. You need to be 18 years old. I believe they'll check into your criminal background. Okay. So you can't really have an extensive criminal background. And then you need to pass, obviously, a physical exam and some, you know, some exams that they give you. Okay. And it's not, I mean, you go to police academy, they put you through, you know, different various trainings. Okay. And then you're a cop. It doesn't take much to become a police officer in this country. It really does not take much at all whatsoever. Thereby, to me, it's like a cop is a person. Okay. Yes, they're law enforcement. You know, they're supposed to be able to be held to a higher standard. Okay. They do take an oath. They do take a vow. But at the same time, we have to remember that this is still your Uncle Joe. This is still, you know, your neighbor with the Trump flag. This is still, you know, your racist whatever. These people, you know, have these ideas in their head when they come into being cops, and we have seen them band together like a gang, Blue Lives Matter and all this shit. We've seen them band together on support of racist ideals, okay? And clearly, a lot of them support Trump, all right? And you know, whatever bullshit that's been spewed. So of course that they're corroborating. Of course they're escorting them in. Of course they're taking selfies with them. It's, to me, it's not shocking. No, it's not surprising or really shocking. So I'm not surprised. But what I am is, you know, it reinforces everything, and I'm just saddened by it, because it's like, you know, every day kind of it's underscored every now and again, you know, when you maybe could forget, you know, going about your daily life, you might be able to forget. But then, you know, every now and then there's a Breonna Taylor, there's a George Floyd, there's somebody who underscores like, hey, by the way, we still hate you guys. But that shit is most often in small caps. It's not in all caps. You know what I'm saying? But here it's in all caps. It's bold. It's in your face. It's slapping you. It's like, just by the way, just in case you forgot, just in case you, you know, were prepared for like the new year and kind of wanting to move on and blah, 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 just in case you motherfucking forgot, we don't give a fuck about you. Well, what did Michael Jackson say? They don't really care about us. They don't really care about us. We fucking hate you. And by the way, you know, when you're doing your peaceful protest and we're tear gassing you, guess why? Why is it happening? Why is the National Guard being called for that shit? And we're delaying calling the National Guard when people are literally fucking attacking the Capitol building? And we're just debating about calling the National Guard? Why is that happening? Because we fucking hate you. We don't give a fuck about you. We're actually trying to fight to be able to continue to oppress and kill you. And I don't know how many other ways we can say it. That's what that shit said to me, you know? And for the people that were kind of had their doubts and were kind of like, you know, I don't know. Well, now you do know. And now you do see, you know, that these motherfuckers, they don't give a shit. They don't care about anybody but themselves. And for me, when people keep talking about the peaceful transfer of power, okay, and they keep, you know, saying that shit again and again, because that's what the democracy is about. It's about, you know, when your term is done, when the people say it's over, the fat lady sings, people say it's over, they vote, and it's fucking over. Peaceful transfer of power. To me, when they say that, I don't think it's about the peaceful transfer of power from Trump necessarily to Joe Biden. That's not what it's about in my mind. What it's about is the transfer of power, people being scared about the transfer of power from, you know, a group of people that had these old, outdated, racist, hateful, bigoted ideas about how they can treat people and how can they oppress people and how can they stay on top. Those ideas potentially going away as we move forward into a better, brighter, more inclusive, more equal nation, you know, more equal world. That's what we're moving forward to, accepting people, protecting people. Saying that we all deserve human rights, we all deserve the right to pursue happiness, to be, you know, to have opportunities. We all deserve those things. We don't deserve to be killed in the streets just because we're different, or we don't deserve to be oppressed, or we don't deserve it. That's what it's about. And the people that are scared of it, they're scared to lose power. It's not one person. It's a lot of people going all the way up to the president, current president, you know, of the United States. It's going all the way up there. It's in the police, it's in the CIA, they're in the FBI, they're in every fucking political office, they're in all positions of power, they're your teachers, they're your doctors, they're your whoever, they're all around us, and they are all afraid to lose power and to secede from you know, the ideas that they held true that made them feel important. You see how Trump pandered to them when he said, you guys are, I love you guys, and you guys are special people. You see how he pandered to them? Because they want to believe that they're special. They want to believe that they have the right to do whatever they'd like, and you shouldn't do anything about it because I'm white. I have the right. I'm not, you know, this is my God-given right. I can do this, you know. You can't tell me no. They're very entitled, you know. And I say I'm white, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't want to, you know, I'm not by any means, because you have to be clear, you know, as possible, saying that, you know, all people of one race or another are racist or not racist. I am saying that those people that showed their faces, their asses, you know, yesterday and the things that they did, that's what they believe in. And I can see it, and everybody, you know, can see it. It's glaringly obvious. And all of those senators and congressmen and women who continued afterwards, even after they were attacked, they were shaken up and everything. You know, some people changed their minds and, you know, whatever. But the people that continued and doubled down, like Josh Hawley and all these Ted Cruz and all these motherfuckers that doubled down on what they were saying and trying to fight this shit, those are the people to me that you, that they're telling you in your face, don't question it. Don't ask like, what did that mean? Why are they no, don't ask why. We know why. We know why. Okay. It's self-interest. It's power. It's a power thing. They don't want to give up power. They're scared of what will happen if they give up power. And let me tell you right now, you know, to those fucking people, that are so scared of what will happen if they give up power. We're not like you. I mean, we've been saying all this shit all along since people, you know, were marching with Martin Luther King and everybody who was marching with him of all races and creeds. You know, we've been saying this shit forever. We are not like you. You gas us, you kill us, you hang us, you know, show everything that you've done. We are not like you. We are not like you. We are not seeking to try to oppress anybody. We're not trying to take power to like do what to you what you did to us. Nobody's trying to do that. No, but we just want to live and be able to live and breathe free and easy and not be in fear of our lives every single day and have to deal with people's, you know, bullshit. It's just crazy. It's absolutely fucking nuts. And I'm honestly glad that they're finally seeing it, you know, because when I was watching last night, to see those senators and congresswomen and men that changed their minds after being attacked, it was like, fuck you for, you know, that being the reason why you changed your mind. But at the same time, it was like, clearly it needed to happen because all of you guys were planning to contest shit, you know. And now you're seeing it's not just even about like your self-interest. It's not about like just some, you know, your racist ideals. It's about the fact that if you do this shit, if you pander to this shit, if you continue in support of this shit, you are continuing in support of this country burning to the fucking ground. Because let me tell you something, we've had enough. You know, the millennials, everybody likes to call, you know, whatever, whiny little baby bitches, you know. We've had enough. I think the generations now, the younger generations now, I mean, the older generations too, don't get me wrong, but definitely the younger, I can speak for myself. The younger generations now, we are exhausted. I mean, this podcast is like about how exhausted I am, to be quite honest. I'm tired. We're tired of the shit. We literally are drowning in debt. We are overworked. We are underpaid. We are called names. We are treated unfairly and have been treated unfairly. And our mothers, 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 fathers, 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 fathers have been all treated unfairly. We've been hearing this shit for so fucking, we're tired. We have nothing to lose. What the fuck do we have to lose? Everything is fucking tanking. Everything is tanking. You made everything cost too much and you pay us too little. You literally, like, fucking, you don't give a shit about every law, everything that you're doing, even with COVID, everything. We're exhausted. We're tired of it. We are absolutely motherfucking tired of the shit. And that's why we voted. And that's why we're, you know, I mean, it's exhausting. All the mass shootings, everything, all the time, you know, every time you think you can take a deep breath, it's like another fucking thing. We are sick. We're sick of it. We're sick of it. We're sick of it. And the thing is like, if we have to continue down that road of just like, it's not what we're saying. I think what we're saying, you know, on the other side of things is like, look, it is not going to just continue on like it was. That's the breaking point that we're at, in my opinion. It's not going to continue like it was. It's not just going to be like, shrug your shoulders, move on with the day. It's not going to happen like that. We're not going to do that. No matter what has to happen, we're just not going to just accept it and just, you know, continue just pinching our noses and drinking down the nasty fucking water of everything that you represent day in and day out. No way. We're not doing that. We're not doing it. We can't do it anymore. And so whatever happens, you know, yes, you're pushing it into violence, into a fight, because you know what? Everybody is just like, this isn't a world right now at this point in time. This isn't a country where you can just raise your family and feel safe and feel okay. It's not. It's really not. And it's headed down this dangerous road. But at the same time, it's reached a point where, again, it has to fucking change. Changes need to be made. Okay. And all of those people that are standing up and they're saying something, and I have my respect. If you're standing up and you're saying something and fighting for what's right, you have my respect, because at the end of the day, not everything is about you. You're here and you die. Don't you realize that? You come and you're here and then you die. And all of this hate, that why are you spreading around all this hate? What's the point? Why are you doing it? Why don't you question yourself? Nancy Pelosi was saying to people, we need to ask them the question, the people that are still supporting, the people that don't want to enact the 25th Amendment, which would impeach Trump and get him out of the office. She wanted to ask them, like, straight up, what are your reasons? Are you still in support of Trump after the attack on the Capitol Hill? Are you still in Trump? And what are the reasons? Why, what are the reasons? What was the reason? And tell me those reasons. Tell it live. Tell it to the world. Tell us. Because you know what? A lot of those people, and they keep saying that again and again on the news, you know, they are. It's 100% true. You can't not say it. They are cowards. They're absolutely motherfucking cowards. When all of those people stormed the Capitol, where were you? Where were you? You were hiding under your fucking desk. You were hiding. Barricading yourselves, okay? Because you were fucking scared. And you're a coward. You're just sitting in that room making these decisions. But when it comes to facing the reality of what the fuck you're doing, you can't even face it. You can't even tell us why you're in support of this person other than to say that you're racist and ignorant and disgusting person and hateful and all about yourself and your own self-interest and accumulating power and keeping that power and making more and more money. I just don't get it. At a certain level of wealth doesn't even fucking matter anymore. I mean, truly tell me, like, what the fuck? What? Even that's why you can say that Trump is actually deranged, because I think, and for me, let me tell you something. Most of his actions, I'm not surprised. Literally, remove the fact of him having been president ever at all. Just look at the character that he's displayed for all of us. He's literally the star of reality TV. Okay, he's rude, and his catchphrase, you hired a president, you fucking voted in a president whose catchphrase was "you're fired." That's who you fucking put in office to represent the entire United States. It's somebody whose catchphrase is or was "you're fired." Okay, this is like a game. This is like entertainment for him. Fake news, all that shit. What do you think? As a celebrity, it's like for him, they're like paparazzi. As a celebrity, you're like, fuck paparazzi. You know, stop taking pictures of me. Leave me alone. And that's how he was with the media. It's like, fuck you, media. Leave me alone. And then having that celebrity mind state as being a president. Being a president, having that celebrity mind state, doing whatever the fuck you want. For me, it's like, you're pure evil. Because what you fucking want is power. And I think that's even more evil to me than just even money itself. You know what I mean? Like, you have money. You have tons of money. And you can make even more. But what you want ultimately is power by whatever means necessary. Actually, not whatever means necessary, because you wouldn't do it in a good way. You'd do it in a fucking evil way. That's just pure evil. I don't understand how somebody can't recognize that. You would do anything. You would destroy an entire country. You would have a negative ripple effect through the entire world just to remain in power. And for what? For what? Your belief is in yourself. That's it. You know, go fuck off somewhere. It just is so annoying and so upsetting. And you know what? Fuck this whole thing of people saying, like, despite our political views, we can still be friends. And anybody who believes that Trump's belief is not in himself and he cares about them is fucking delusional. Sick in the head, because he's made it clear time and time again that he's all about himself, that he's about his own pockets, that he's about what's going to be better for him and not anybody else, that he's about his own ego, that he's about this. He's about himself. He doesn't give a shit about America. He doesn't love America. He loves himself. And he proved it yesterday with fueling all those people to do what they did. Even one woman lost her life. Three other people, you know, suffered injuries and died as well. So four people total died as a result. And the entire nation is reeling. And actually, we've proven to our foreign enemies that how easy it fucking is to get into the Capitol. People are seeing on Twitter, they're no longer impressed by, you know, these movies, National Treasure and shit, and saying like, oh, you know, that couldn't happen. That wouldn't be real. Yes, it would. Yes, it could. Because look how easy that shit was. Let me tell you right now, I am just exhausted. And I think a lot of people are too. And when I say I'm exhausted, I'm just exhausted of dealing with the shit. And I, you know, Trump doesn't have anything to lose. And the thing is, right now, I don't think most Americans have anything to lose either, because at the end of the day, we cannot continue to suffer like this. And I am speaking up and I am saying something, and anybody who can speak up and say something and stand up for what's true and right, what's right, you definitely 100% should. And you have my respect for doing so. They need to impeach him. They need to enact the 25th Amendment. They need to arrest him. They need to put him in jail. They need to put everybody in jail who was involved yesterday in storming the Capitol. They all need to be charged with treason. They need to remove all of those people who are still in support of him from office. Senators, congressmen, congresswomen, everybody, get the fuck out. After yesterday, get the fuck out. And no, we're not friends. And no, we can't meet in the middle. And no, we can't kumbaya. No. Get the fuck out. Okay? Get the fuck out. And that's it. That's it. That's what it is. You know? I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. I'm just tired. But I'm here. I'm going to speak up and I'm not going to shut up. And, you know, there was a guy at work today. He called and he's, you know, he was upset because somebody on my team told him he made a mistake. And I told him, look, I tested this from start to finish. You made the mistake. It's very clear that you made the mistake. And this is why. And this is, you know, the policy. And he's like, well, the policy needs to be changed. And he got rude and he got nasty. And, you know, I maintained my composure. But, you know, I told him, it doesn't matter what you do. Yeah, no, you're wrong. And we hung up the phone. And I moved on with my day. And then later on in the afternoon, he called me and he said, you know, I've been thinking about it all day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way I acted. I had so much stuff going on. And I told him, and he's like, you know, I feel, you know, I feel bad. And I said, you should feel bad. I said, you should feel bad. But that's the nature of my job, is thankless. And a lot of people complain and, you know, get upset. But, you know, so I moved on with my day. It's no sweat off my back. But yeah, you should feel bad. And you just need to move forward. There's nothing you can do about it. You need to move forward. And so do I. And that's what I told him. And we hung up the phone because I'm through not letting people feel like, you know, everything. It's okay to support Trump. It's okay. It's totally fine. We can still be friends. You know, it's okay to storm the Capitol. Yeah, it's fine. I get it. You know, I mean, maybe I don't get it, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're American. You have the right to feel how you feel. No, fuck you. You should feel ashamed. You should feel bad. Everybody who's resigning, you know, at the final hour, you should feel ashamed. You should feel fucking ashamed of yourself. Because you're all about you. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to come on here and say. That's my thoughts. Those are my feelings, okay? And those are the facts. And I'm going to continue to stand up for what's right and what's true. And not stand, you know, aside or be on the side of oppression or oppressors. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry. I ain't sorry. Okay, so that's that. That's what I wanted to come on and say. I would say what I normally do, which is that I wish you guys a day, month, week, year free of stress, depression, and anxiety. But I think that, you know, that might not be possible at this point in time. But what I do wish you is that I wish for you to know that you're not alone. Those of you who are, you know, supporting and standing up for what's right, which I believe is all my listeners. I have no way of knowing that, but I believe it, you know, and I hope it. And the thing is that those of you out there that's standing up for what's true and what's right, you are not alone, and I fully support you. And if you're afraid to stand up for what's true and what's right, know that I have your back, and I'm, you know, I do have your back. You need to stand up for what's true and what's right. You cannot stand idly by, you know, anymore. Okay, so I wish you courage. I wish you strength. I wish you, you know, I wish you hope, because this shit is disheartening. It's hard to be hopeful anymore. Anyways, I will be recording for you guys this weekend. I have a whole episode planned, and I'll be uploading that on Monday. Every Monday this year, I will be uploading an episode unless I say so otherwise. But this is just a bonus episode here. I definitely had to come on and say this. And I wanted you guys to know what my thoughts are and how I feel. And how I'll always feel. So there you have it. I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm wishing you courage. I'm wishing you strength. I'm wishing you hope. Now, as we end the episode, I would like to send you guys off with a speech from Charlie Chaplin that I feel is vastly appropriate for the situation, and kind of encapsulates everything that I said and all of my feelings. So I hope that you guys enjoy it. And again, I love you.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!